wonder what this does for people, what the range of emotions are. Because I think there are some people like, oh, I love that movie. Oh, Jack and Rose. And other people are like, oh, my God, not this song. And then there has to be people in the middle who are like, what is this from again? This sounds familiar. Where are you on that, Craig? Do you have any emotional reaction to hearing that?
Well, I've never seen all of Titanic, so that would be
oh,
my
that's
first
right.
Kind of,
so you
yeah.
have no... Okay.
But
all right.
Certainly this movie gets talked about a whole lot. And I don't know. I mean, you know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care, right. I guess, either way. I'm okay with it.
Maybe if you'd seen it, and so you would understand why I'm so emotionally invested in it. And also, yeah.
I have seen the end.
For weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where, now, define the end.
I have seen the full end where the boat goes down, they fall in the water, and then he drowns and dies.
Okay.
He freezes, drowns. He's frozen.
So you...
How does he die? Mm-hmm. Is it from drowning? Is it from being frozen? Is it a combination?
He's frozen.
Okay. He's frozen. So she kind of peels him off of the...
Oh, she peels him off?
She does.
I don't remember that
she
part.
Does. She kind of peels him
That's
off the
not
wood.
Great.
Yeah. Because she has to swim to the other yeah. frozen person, the other pops, the other mansicle, and get his whistle so she can get the attention.
And then there's all the people in the boats just kind of watching, right? They're far there's, off in the boats, just sort of.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people don't enjoy talking about this, but I don't know why it's stuck in my craw this week. Maybe it's been a couple things, but I believe the actress who played Rose was on television earlier this week mentioning that that Rose could have saved his life.
Oh yeah, Kate Winslet definitely thinks there was enough space for two.
Yeah, and who else thinks there was enough space? And I love the show MythBusters. By the way, they are in their final season, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm going to miss this show because we have watched a lot of they try everything. They blow a lot of things up. They shoot stuff up. They do drinking tests. They try to see like how much alcohol you have to consume before you get the spit. They do all kinds of things. But I didn't know that they had done a Titanic test to see whether or not there was enough room on the board for Rose to also save Jack. So do you have some of the audio from the MythBusters
test? I got the 3 minutes of the conclusion kind of
oh,
of this test.
See what the
so
conclusion.
Let's go ahead.
Let's see if we can both get on this thing.
Will Adam and Jamie's Titanic tale be consigned to Davy Jones' locker? Jack's first attempts to get aboard the board seem very similar to the movie. The board does appear to be only made for one.
He keeps falling off, Patty.
But once they stabilize and get their balance, things are looking up.
All right.
Baby steps.
So when I first got on, it felt anything but stable. Just like the movie and the small-scale test we did, it felt like it could tip at any moment.
It's holding us up out of the water, mostly.
And if we were in nearly freezing temperatures in danger of passing out, that would be a real issue. So I had an idea.
You're wearing a life jacket. What's saying, Rose? Spread some of her buoyancy around. Let's put it underneath this thing and get every bit we can out of it.
And it's the MacGyver-style tweak that really puts the nail in this myth's coffin. The additional buoyancy has made a massive difference. They're no longer floundering around, but sitting pretty. In fact, so pretty that Rose is ready to nap her way to the 63-minute rescue.
80% of my body is out of the water and in the air.
Yeah, same here. If we can hold this sort of stationary, I think we're golden.
Jamie, we're almost there. 15 seconds.
Well, you know, however noble Jack's intentions might have been, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor.
Hang on, Rose!
With all we've learned, I think Jack's death was needless. Don't call me Rose.
Sorry.
Well, and the other thing is, if you look at the picture, they also I never even thought of that. She lays the entire length of the board, right?
Yeah.
But what they did was they both went side by side,
right.
Lengthwise, right? So they're not lengthwise, but they're I don't know how you would describe that,
yeah.
But yeah, there was
she
a way
took up
to
all the space,
the whole board.
Really,
I mean, I know she got a lot of dress
all.
On, but yeah,
yeah,
that was wrong. So very, very.
Yeah,
wrong.
They seem really happy about the way that worked out, and it was genius to put the life preserver under the board. That was something that maybe Jack and Rose wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. The fact that one, the six in my craw, and obviously other people, you know, had to contact MythBusters, or it bothered them as well. But you know who else was very angry at the at James? Well, James Cameron. I mean, look, it's a movie, right? It's fictionalized. And there's a, you know, the there's only so much you can do in storytelling. But there are a lot of people who point out mistakes in Titanic. What's the name of the scientist that really was bothered by some of the sky shots of it?
Is that on
Titanic, the night of it? Yeah.
Is that the same guy who was upset with everything that happened in Gravity and everything? Are you talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes, Neil deGrasse. I don't know. I can never remember his name. Neil deGrasse Tyson was very upset about the
really?
Sky shots.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, no, he does not. He said actually James Cameron went in after Neil deGrasse Tyson called him on it, and James Cameron changed the night shots to match up with what Neil deGrasse Tyson's what he said that would have happened that night.
The
latitude and longitude at that time. So he knew exactly what stars should have been there at that moment.
James Cameron does make an appearance on this Mythbusters episode. I don't know if you want to hear that part of the conversation.
Oh, I do. Please.
Okay, we'll go ahead and play that as well.
James, we have some good news and we have some bad news.
All right. Give me the good news.
Okay.
Well, the good news is the movie got it right as far as hypothermia. Jack would have drowned and Rose would have been able to hang on long enough to be rescued.
The bad news is, based on our experiments, we have to find that they both could have survived on that board.
Really?
There were a couple of things, and the first was that we were able to retie the life preserver that Rose was wearing underneath the board, and that gave it more buoyancy.
And we were able to prop up our bodies on the board so that most of our body mass was actually outside of the water. Based on that, we gotta say, this is plausible. Rose and Jack could have survived.
I think you guys are missing the point here. The script says Jack dies. He has to die. So maybe we screwed up and the board should have been a little tiny bit smaller, but the dude's going down.
I can't argue with that.
No.
The script says Jack has to die. Right. So science and practicality be damned. Jack
right.
has to die, Craig. Yes.
Yeah, you guys don't get it. The movie said that we kill him, so he dies no matter what.
Well, apparently in 2012, he said, actually, it's not a question of room. It's a question of buoyancy. So I think that's why I think the Mythbusters came and slapped him around a little bit.
Yeah, the Mythbusters, you can't challenge those guys. They do a great job of taking on a lot of those movie challenges.
Look, it's one of the most successful movies of all time. So mm-hmm. I guess Jack had to die. Like, obviously, Jack dying worked.
Right.
So I guess.
Do you think there's a scientific way to prove whether or not Friends was a better show than Seinfeld?
I don't think there's a scientific way to
okay.
prove that.
All right.
No, I think it's completely personal taste. it has to be personal taste.
Yeah, it does.
It?
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm
what
sure,
it is.
I'm sure you could get two psychologists. You can mm-hmm. get all kinds of professors, sociology professors, psychologists, and historians, and explain why one joke works or why this humor is more intelligent. Or you know, I don't know. I can't. It's not. It's what makes me laugh. I get to like what I like.
No, that's nice.
I'm a little bit surprised in LA how many people are talking about the Amy Schumer drama, and it's funny how many people out here also agree. And those of you who aren't aware, Amy Schumer has come under attack for stealing material, and the person that lends it the most credibility is Kathleen Madigan. Like everybody else is like, well, I like Wendy Liebman. I don't really know. She might have been feeling a little down that night when she tweeted out, you know, first Amy Schumer uses my joke on her HBO special, you know, and she all these things. And then Tammy Pescatelli kind of jumped in. But it's Kathleen Madigan who jumped in and people are like, oh, this just got real.
Well, and it is weird. Whenever any of these things are kind of when a comedian is challenged for stealing material, all those YouTube videos pop up and they put side by side kind of demonstrations of how it might be a little too close to someone else's joke.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of those out there now.
Well, and I was talking to someone else who said they think part of it is in this atmosphere of everything is available if you just Google it, that younger people tend to take whatever's on, like everything is up for sale, up for grabs, not up for sale, but up for grabs. If it's already out there, that doesn't mean that you can't do it. Like there seems to be some gray area as to what is intellectual property, because you can download songs for free and you can copy stuff. Like comics are in that sort of realm. We're not held to the same standards as journalists, right? If a journalist, that's how a lot of journalists got in trouble a few years ago, was copying entire elements of other writers. But when it comes to comics, it's very hard to explain that this is how you make your career, is coming up with new material that's in your voice. But do you think that people nowadays think that that if it's online, it's open,
it's fair
game consumption?
No, I think you're right about that. And especially, I saw someone say that with Twitter and all the different social media platforms out there, people make a lot of jokes on those, and that's just rife for people stealing it. If you make a joke on social media and someone sees it, they just take it, you know. There's no real ownership of the things that you're putting out there for everyone to consume.
Yeah, that's why I don't write many jokes. I was telling a friend of ours that I mostly just do photos. That's why I do so many selfies and pictures, is what we're doing. Here's who we're with, where we are. Because I find that writing jokes, one, you know, you set the bar for yourself. I'm going to write 3 jokes a day, or I'm going to post something online. But once it's out there, it's completely consumable and stealable by other people. It's open for theft.
Yeah, it's an interesting day and age we live in, Patty.
I know. So there we go. I don't know how we went from the Titanic sinking to Amy Schumer's career, but you draw the line. More after this on 720 WGN.
We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow.
Well, that's almost time for the end of our show, and there are a few things we didn't get to. Craig, you and I didn't have a chance to talk too much today, but we have in the last few weeks discussed the state of Illinois budget impasse and some of the fallout. One of them was that the Secretary of State would no longer send out notices when your license plate expired, which we were all used to getting that, and still putting it on our refrigerator and possibly being late anyway. So get on that if you haven't received your notice, because you're not going to renew your plates. But here's a new one, Craig.
Go ahead.
You have an older car, as I do, which is no longer running. But the Illinois EPA will no longer send out emission test notices.
Wonderful.
So you are still responsible for making sure that your car is compliant, but you will not be receiving any renewal notices for that test.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. It's really, really helpful.
I don't understand why these are this is the fallout, right? Like, you're not gonna get that reminder that you're breaking the law.
We cannot afford to send stuff in the mail anymore, guys. We are at that level.
Wait, but how about this? Yes. We're all grown-ups. Write it down somewhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And just
put
it
on your
alarm.
App.
Come on.
Yeah.
Why do you need them to poke you like they're your mother?
This... or your dentist. Hey, it's been 6 months since we've seen you.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you, Esmeralda. This is something that seems like it doesn't need to ever come back.
No, as long as they say it in places, they say it on the website, on the news.
The notice when you got it renewed the last time. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, on the little sticker, it'll probably say 6 months from now. So you count.
check your glove compartment. When was the last time you went and did that? And what not?
Exactly.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was very cool.
I never do anything
unless someone sends me a letter in the mail telling me to do it. So I'm confused as to what I'm going to do with this stuff. I did miss my license plate renewal, by the way. I did tell you
tickets.
That, Patty. Yeah, I'm just going to get a lot of tickets.
Let's readjust. Let's use this period of stress and strain in the state of Illinois as we go through this emergency and sort of reset ourselves as to how we can be responsible. How can we be less of a, I don't know. It's not that we don't need the notices. This is an expenditure that can be better used somewhere else, whether it's for education, for senior citizens, for veterans. Let's stop spending the money on paper, on the notices, on the ink, on the stamps. This is really, am I the only one that thinks that perhaps there's a veteran who could use shelter, who could use support, who could use a job, rather than hey, Patty, looks like it's time for you to go see if your car is crappy for the environment.
Right. In all seriousness, you are completely right, Patty.
Totally.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm saying for all of us.
Sure.
An email? A pop-up ad?
Yeah. What do you need in your life that you need somebody to knock on your door?
I get a ton of Evites now. They could just send me an Evite to get my plate renewed.
I love that. The state of Illinois Evite.
And it's all the same. It's the same for everyone? No?
Yeah. What now?
the same amount of time?
No,
they happen at different times, though, Esmeralda. You wouldn't get it the same time each year. It depends on when you did your last one. So I was supposed to renew in December because I got my initial plate when I bought my car in December.
So they should do one where it's like on this day, like tax season, April 15th.
Right. Yeah.
That's when everyone's got to do it. Right. Go on and do it. And if you don't do it before then, you're in trouble.
Exactly. I like it. Get it done. There's actually a website that is tracking the fallout from the state of Illinois' impasse. We should do that. Every day we should highlight something that isn't getting done because the state sucks. Sorry, was that too much?
I mean, we don't have a budget, so we kind of do suck.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And if we don't have the website, let me try to see it. This is what we have to track. We like to do positive things, but I think that it's time for us to start holding the state. And this is everybody. We've talked to legislators, representatives, senators, Democrat and Republican. We've talked about the governor. We have not been able to secure an interview with Governor Rauner, but something definitely has to be done in this situation. Speaking of something that has to be done, I was listening to Bill and Wendy's show, and Craig, we've been meaning to talk about this for a while now. Yeah. There are places that are asking their schools in different parts of the country, and I believe in Britain, that are asking parents to no longer drop their children off while wearing pajamas.
Yes, PJs are not okay. Apparently, for dropping your kids off. There's also a story that PJs are not okay at the doctor's office, the dentist's office. A lot of people are coming out against wearing PJs.
The adults or the children?
The adults.
The adults.
Yeah. They don't want the kids dropping off.
Mm-hmm. And then court, I believe. I'm going to, you know, the judges, they get to do that kind of stuff. But the person in charge of pickups and drop offs at the school telling you, like, why don't you clean that up? Right. Seems inappropriate. But Wendy was talking about how, like, once in a while, you know, she shows up as she is. And she had a texter tell her that, you know, if her husband starts looking somewhere else, she shouldn't be surprised. And
oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I know. It was a total personal attack. And that guy can suck it. I don't know what he's sucking. Eggs. Yeah. Let's just say eggs. Hey. And for those of you who are worried.
Yes.
But I have some hard-boiled eggs he can suck.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
My mom would be for this. Because she doesn't like when people don't put pants on. Or put proper attire on when they leave the house.
See, and I have my moments. I have my places. Like but I would never issue some sort of statement to them. I just in my mind go, I can't believe they're wearing flip flops at church. Right. That's in my mind.
Real quick, we have Chris on the line. He wanted to make a comment about intellectual property.
Okay. Hey Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I teach music lessons. I'm a brass teacher, and I have got so many students that want photocopies of music, and I'm like, look, guys, you got to buy their stuff. This is intellectual property, and
right.
They were like, well, why can't you photocopy this for me? I'm like, well, you can look at it. I can show you my book. That's why I've been, you know, collecting these books for, you know, since mm-hmm. I've been in eighth grade. It is intellectual property, and I don't care how old it is. You cannot, it's like, you know, you don't want to put your jokes out there online. I agree totally, 100% with that.
Well, but you're finding that younger people are, and like you said, they're saying things like, why can't we just... You know, and
yeah,
I mean, so many things are getting stolen now. People download movies illegally. A lot of that stuff is happening now because of the internet.
And can I tell you something, Chris? I think that's why I enjoy doing radio so much, because it's a conversation, right? So it happens between us. It's something that is organic. It's going to, you know, people can listen to it on our podcast. But there's nothing to copy here. It's us. It's just this wonderful thing that happens. It comes and it goes. And I think that's why I enjoy radio so much. It really is a pleasure to do.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. And thank you passing along that information to your students and reminding them that hard work pays off. And it should, in the process of sharing that as well. Have a great night. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.